Today is June 10th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $29,215.82.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, nothing much. Just another beautiful Friday.
Mm-hmm. Man, I was trying to get out of work early today, and that did not happen. I jinx myself every time I say I'm going to leave early.
You know, same happens to me. Being a grown-up kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? And I don't know if this is just me, but this has been a crap week.
Yeah.
I think it has been for everybody. We know markets are crap, and we're going to go into that a little bit more here in a little bit. But, I mean, just in general, it's felt like everything's just been crap. Employees crap. Have been touchy, you know, kinds, like whatever kind of issues I can have, I've had. And then I've been cranky because of it, too, probably just because I'm stressed out and freaking out. But.
Well, and the heat has showed up this week, too.
Oh, man. Well, and it was so weird because it was so cool for so long, right? And now it's like, hey, forget about me. I'm still here.
Hey, man, summer's here, but, you know, an economic winter is coming.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So we got CPI numbers for last month, right?
Yep.
Came out today, and they were, what was it?
8.6%, I believe.
8.6, and previous month was 8.3, right?
Yep.
I would like to see, and I didn't see it yet, but I'm wondering what, I want to see the rolling trend, because, I mean, I know it started creeping up, right?
Right.
And it's just, they haven't been able to stop it yet, even with all their rate hikes and everything else they've been doing.
No, I mean, we've said this before, is the Federal Reserve is in a rock and a hard place, and damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know. And they're trying to ride that line, and all it's showing is that they have no power to stop the inflation that's taking off.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm looking at, like, right now, inflation rate across the world. The only country whose previous month and the current month's inflation rate is exactly the same as China.
Yeah, but we all know they cook their books, so I don't believe that either.
Yep. Anytime you've got a country that does that type of capital controls, basically like saying you can't take this money out of this country, blah, 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 you know there's some stuff going on. And currently the leader in inflation across the globe right now is actually Turkey.
Yes, actually, the lira, is that their currency, is collapsing right now.
What I should preface this by saying of the G20 countries, because now I've got another list here that shows South Sudan actually has negative inflation. They went from negative 8.21% to negative 4.29.
How's that even possible?
I have no idea. And then it just starts the trend, right? Like it starts to just climb from there. So the next best country, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right, is Vanuatu?
No clue.
Macau? The Maldives, they've got a pretty... They went from 1.1 to 1.2. Hong Kong went from 1.7 to 1.3. Let's see what Russia did. Where are they? It's got to be down here at the bottom, I would imagine. I guess maybe they're not at hyper rates. So the highest one actually is Venezuela still. Man, they are still the champs. Although theirs is starting to go down. It went from 284 to 222. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Sudan is right below them. Sorry, I found this list and I'm just...
You're just going down it.
Just mesmerized by it.
But I thought Sudan... Was it East Sudan that's the negative interest rates? Or negative...
Inflation?
Inflation.
So it was... What was it up here? South Sudan.
South Sudan.
Yeah, don't...
But regular Sudan is like still in real bad shape. In bad shape.
Sri Lanka is still pretty bad. They're 29.8 last month, 39.1. 10% increase.
Well, did South Sudan make their currency crypto or Bitcoin or something?
No. That was... that was the... And I'm curious, like, you bring that up, and I want to see... Let me see if I can find that. Central African Republic, I believe, is who did that. Well, you know what? Let's look at El Salvador real quick.
El Salvador.
All right. El Salvador inflation rate. Ooh, it's still going up. It went from 6.55 to 7.48. The GDP has gone negative. It previous month actually was positive. It was 0.6, and the growth rate now is negative 0.06. However, I'm curious how much Bitcoin is affecting that.
Oh, you got to think that's huge. If they've kind of gone all in on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So I think that's I think that's a good chunk of it, but we'll see what happens, you know, going forward.
So here is actually Central African Republic. So their inflation rate went from 4.2 down to 2.7.
Okay.
Their growth rate is still the same for GDP. That hasn't changed. That's actually kind of interesting to see that. This is a pretty cool. If anybody's wondering where I'm looking at right now, I'm on tradingeconomics.com. And I'm just looking at like the G20 countries. Russia. This is the one I was looking for. Their inflation rate actually went down. It went from 17.8% to 17.1, which makes sense, right? We started to see their currency was rising in strength again. It was kind of almost back to where it was before.
I believe it's actually at a high, isn't it?
Their GDP. So currency right now, previous was 55.25. See, and I don't know what that means. Like, that means nothing to me. Like, it's just a number. 55.25... currently it's 55.75. So I don't know what that's a basis of.
I think their currency is doing stronger than ever. I think we pointed that out in the last episode where their currency had been gaining strength. You know, right after the invasion of Ukraine, you know, all the sanctions that were put against them, their currency was collapsing for a little bit, but now it's back higher than it was pre-invasion.
Their interest rates currently in that country are... Well, they were 11%, if I could talk, and then they've dropped them to 9.5%. So their interest rates are starting to go down. GDP growth rate, they're actually negative on GDP. So interesting. Any other countries you want to see before we go on to something else?
I think we should go ahead and move on.
All right. One thing I wanted to bring up was the Loomis bill. Was introduced into Congress this week. I believe it in the Senate. I'm sorry, not Congress. I think it was on Tuesday.
Yeah, and we've been expecting this for a little while, right?
Yeah, she's been dropping that she's been doing a lot of, work on, to get it kind of created and kind of put out there. She did it in conjunction. So she's a Republican from Wyoming, and she did it in conjunction with a Democrat from New York, Kirsten. I'm sorry, let me get that right. Kirsten Gillibrand is the senator from New York that actually co-wrote this with her. Which it's nice to see bipartisan stuff happening, right? I mean, we don't often get along between aisles. Like, everybody always fights each other. So
I kind of like the hostilities between the two parties.
So it's the legislation is coined the Responsible Financial Innovation Act, also referred to as the Loomis-Gillibrand Responsible Innovation. So basically, I mean, they're just talking about trying to get all the... Basically, I guess from what I understand, it's a really broad bill that's supposed to cover everything. Like what's going to be considered securities, what's going to be considered commodities, you know, what tax laws are we looking at, what do companies or crypto firms need to do in order to be able to skirt like the SEC's oversight and go fall into the CFTC's oversight instead, which is a little bit more lenient, right? So, we had talked a while back on the podcast about taxes. I think Loomis had said originally that she was like, you could spend up $600 worth of Bitcoin without incurring a capital gains tax at a time, like in a transaction. And now they did lower that to 200, which is kind of a bummer. Than the 600, especially, I mean, with inflation going up, man, $200 ain't going to do you nothing.
Especially here, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, costed me, well, and I can't even complain because I still have a smaller tank compared to some people out there, but $80 to fill up the other day?
Yes. Well, no, I did that for my Nissan here recently, my Sentra. Yeah. it was $80. I was like, what the heck?
Yep. They are looking to perform a study on the power consumption of digital assets. And they want to look at ways to encourage innovation while ensuring these technologies work together with other areas of society. And they're going to leave that into the hands of the Federal Energy Regulation Commission. And they're going to consult with the CFTC and the SEC. I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, at least that way, regulation is not a bad thing. As much as people want to say that it is, they've got, I mean, as long as people start to feel comfortable with it, and that's what you need is that regulation, right? Even though it's horrible to say that you need the government to say what you should and should not buy, that regulation makes it warm and fuzzy for all the investors and all the hedge funds and the 401ks and all those groups of people to start purchasing.
Yep. Well, I think that goes in a lot of different arenas. I mean, kind of look at the UFC back before it had, you know, state regulation.
Yeah.
It didn't have broader acceptance within society. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I would say that was true for the like when I think back, and I know you're familiar with this, like the early days of UFC when there was like no weight classes, you know, and you had Kung Fu fighters versus sumo wrestlers versus, you know, the Gracies, basically. It was just ridiculous. It was like a circus rather than a true competitive sport.
Exactly. No, it was a legal cockfighting.
Yeah, basically. Cockfighting,
that's what they called it.
Yeah. I mean, and right now, I mean, I guess when you think about some of the crypto space and some of the stuff that happens in there, it's like a circus. I mean, there's things that I definitely like. I mean, there's going to be things that come out of this and they're going to be fine. But yeah, it's crazy. They're talking about 401k opportunities, which we had already talked about that, I think, in the last podcast, too. Or we talked about it in person. I can't remember which. Consumer protections, the road ahead. I don't know. We'll see where this goes. I mean, I'm glad to see this kind of introduction of a bill. I think this is going to set the stage for, unfortunately, a lot of other countries. I mean, regardless, we're still currently the world reserve currency, so everybody falls a lot in lockstep with whatever the United States is going to do. I don't know if we talked about this last time or not, but like the euro, they've been, like in the European Union, they've been doing negative interest rates, right? We had talked about that before.
Yes.
And they're actually about to lockstep with the United States on our interest rate. So they're going to reverse their negative interest rates, which is pretty crazy when you think about that.
Well, theoretically, everyone considered zero interest
the bottom,
the boundary of, yeah.
And then they went negative.
Yeah, and then they've went even lower than that. That was just shocking.
Then they were paying you to take the loans and charging you for saving your money.
Yeah, which is exactly what you want for it to happen to your economy, right?
Yeah, well, and I mean, but apparently they're going to reverse all that. So that's going to be interesting to see. I don't know how all that's going to play out. We'll see. We'll have to see how that goes, especially like with those numbers that you were coming out. And then you just posted something pretty interesting. What was, just tell everybody kind of what we're looking at here.
Well, it was generally, well, it's a graph of a couple of different trend lines dealing with real estate. So one of the trend lines is the home builder sentiment. And, you know, it's kind of doing this up and down. Home builder sentiment, it hit its low in, looks like, March 2020, when it went into lockdown. Then it got high by the end of 2020. Still stayed fairly low. It's kind of going up and down a little bit. But now it's starting to go precipitously down for May. And right next to it's the home availability, new homes that are available, the supply of them. And it is peaking as the sentiment for home builders is going down.
Yeah, and I think the thing to really, the big noteworthy thing, and like you brought up too, like that right axis, the home builder sentiment index, it's dropping drastically. And that new home supply, I mean, apparently like in case you guys were living under a rock, or whoever's listening was living under a rock, housing was going ridiculous. I think people were seeing like 40% increases on their home's value in a year's time.
Depending on the market you were in, right?
Yeah. So, and I mean, lumber was in tough short supply, but homes, like, this is the highest new homes monthly supply. If you look at this chart, that's the highest it's been within the past 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, so it has gone crazy. That drought of homes being out there, it looks like that's withering away. And I mean, it's across the board. You're seeing that the prices drop. I mean, when you look at that up at the top graph there that he's got, it breaks it up by region, the Southwest, Midwest, and Northeast, which I'm not sure. We're still considered West, right?
I think we're technically Southwest. Well, I guess we'd just be West.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they're all locked up and they're just dropping. And it's funny. I mean, they all do mirror each other pretty closely, a little bit of like delay in some of the trends at times, but
yeah, well, they pretty much follow the same peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, we've seen a crazy battle going on, in the price for Bitcoin over the past, I mean, it's what did we hit 32? We did, didn't we?
It's been kissing 32. It's been kissing 28. It's just been back and forth. And even within a day, the morning it'll be terrible, and then it'll hit, you know, then it'll jump $3,000 almost in an hour or two.
Yeah, within the past month, we had a low of 25,338, a high of 32,383.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all over the place, and nobody knows where it's going. I mean, when you listen to some of the podcasters and stuff like that in the YouTube channel, Crypto Guys, I mean, everybody's just like, oh, it's going to go crazy. It's like, well, we don't know, do we?
We really don't know.
It all depends. To me, it all depends on what's going to happen with this, with the economy, right? I mean, because we've talked about this before. If everything else crashes, Bitcoin is going to crash. The question is, what's going to recover quickest?
Exactly.
And, you know, there's something interesting that happened this last week, too, or earlier on this week. Again, more Bitcoin were moved off the exchanges than ever before. It was like $1.8 billion moved off of the exchanges in a day. And I think that may have just been Coinbase alone.
What?
And when they're coming off the exchanges, that means people are putting them in their hardware wallets, you know, or they're putting them in some sort of a cold storage. They're pulling them away from the exchanges themselves and just doing the self-custody aspect of it. You know, and we also saw hash rate hit a new all-time high again.
And I saw somewhere that they've also, this is a record for how many Bitcoin wallets have $1 in them ever.
That at least or have a dollar?
All the separate wallets that have one Bitcoin in them. So,
I saw this one video, and I thought this was, like, revolutionary when you really think about it. And I mean, I know it's stupid to say it's revolutionary, but it was... It looked like the slums of Africa, right? And I don't know. I could be being racist, whatever. You can say whatever you want to about it. However...
Africa really looks like Wakanda. Okay, keep going.
this little kid was trying to buy an apple, and he did it with the Bitcoin Lightning Network. He just had this... He had a data pad with him, right? Like an iPad-looking thing. And he just walked up, scanned the QR code. You know, he didn't have to have any Apple Pay. He didn't have to have a bank account. Because those of you that... Okay, whether you realize it or not, when you use Apple Pay and those types of things, you have bank accounts. This kid just had his iPad. And it probably wasn't an iPad. It was probably an Android, let's be honest. You know, he's not going to have an Apple product out there. He can't afford it. But he probably had an Android device, and he used the QR code, bought an Apple. I mean, and it was instant. He didn't have to have a bank account to do it.
Yep. That Lightning Network, I mean, it's pretty incredible what they're building on top of the Bitcoin infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, the payment rails are built in already. It's just, and you don't have to have some sort of crazy highfalutin bank, or you don't have to have any of that stuff there. I just, to me, that's awesome to be able to see that.
Absolutely. That's amazing. No, that's amazing.
It was a cool little video. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think our weekend will be? Like, what do you think we'll close at? Do you think we'll... Because, okay, so here, let's set this up. For the past 9 weeks, well, for the 9 previous weeks, I think we had always closed in the red. Last week was actually the first green candle we have had in a weekly close in a while, I guess over the past 9 weeks. So the question is to you, red or green this weekend?
I'm going to say red for now.
I kind of tend to agree. I think the green was just kind of a blip. I mean, it's pretty sideways. I mean, it's barely green, you know? It's not like it was like, oh, man, we had a 15% rise. But
yeah, it's rounding the corner, per se.
Yeah, and we'll see. And, like, I thought we were holding strong at that 30, 31 level, but we broke again below 29. So we'll have to see where it goes. Biden is going to come visit the great state of New Mexico, and I think that's a horrible idea, but, you know, whatever makes him feel better, if he remembers.
Hey. Well, as long as it's not after a school shooting.
Yeah. No, it's just for the fire that the Forest Service caused. do you got anything else you wanted to add?
I think I'm good for now.
All right. Let's try and record again here pretty soon.
Yep, maybe Sunday.
I will be in town all this week, so.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out. Yep,
thank you. Laters.
Bye.